USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure horsepower.
Jesse Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As the Jesse Smollett trial ends in conviction Thursday, the high-profile trial of Ghislaine Maxwell continues.
The New York judge presiding over the sex trafficking trial of socialite Ghislaine Maxwell adjourned the proceedings early after an attorney became ill. The judge declined to say which attorney was unwell, but did say the person in question was required to be present in court for the next questioning. The jury was expected to hear from a fourth accuser who said that Maxwell acted as an intermediary for financier Jeffrey Epstein to abuse her. Prosecutors said they plan to rest their case after the woman's testimony. Maxwell, 59, pleaded not guilty to charges she procured underage girls for Epstein, her former boyfriend. She faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Epstein died in jail August 2019 while awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As a report from D.C.'s National Guard commander, then Major General William Walker, says the Army's January 6 report describes events that never actually happened. Walker is now the sergeant-at-arms in the House. Texas Representative Republican Louis Gohmert told Newsmax yesterday that the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6 is a vigilante group that is out of control.
But they're going way beyond what they're entitled to. They really have become a vigilante group. They're out of control. They're wanting to use this commission to punish people that had nothing to do with what went on January 6th. And basically, the Democrats are using it as a political tool to come after opponents. This commission got in seizing documents, and what records did they get, and who cooperated to give away privileged, protected documents and information? We need to know how badly compromised this power-hungry group of Democrats have become.
The Texas congressman proposed a counter committee to investigate the alleged abuses of the January 6th commission. So far, the committee has subpoenaed former White House advisor Steve Bannon, personal director John McEntee, senior advisor Stephen Miller, and political consultant Roger Stone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.